Want to grow your best vegetable and herb garden ever? Well, of course the answer is yes, and it all starts with seeds and choosing the right varieties from sources that match your garden conditions. And now is the time, or it can be. Garden expert Margaret Roach, former editorial director for Martha Stewart Living and originator of the website awaytogarden.com, will present a program, The Joy of Seed Catalogs in the Dead of Winter, this Saturday, the 24th, from 3 to 5 at the gallery space at Solaris Camp Hill Hudson on Warren Street in Hudson. It is a great pleasure to welcome our dear friend Margaret Roach back to the roundtable. Good morning. How are you?
Happy seed shopping season, Joe.
Well, happy seed shopping season to you, too.
I'm afraid that I may perish if the pile of catalogs falls on me that's on my dining table.
You know, it's wonderful. I've started to get mine, and although some I've noticed are now coming through, I'm getting email with them.
Yes.
To open up the catalogs and so forth. So they're, which I find it harder to, you know,
to keep track and to put the post-it notes in and scribble. And
that's right, to make
yeah.
the circles and to, right, you're right, the post-it notes are huge. Well, thank you very much for being with us. It is, this is a special time. It's an awful lot of fun, especially for people to get out to see you in this dead of winter day on Saturday and to, you know, talk about what can be growing in our gardens.
Yes, it's not time to start much yet in our Zone 5B kind of area. Onions will be coming up first, onions and leeks in a couple or few weeks, but in terms of indoor seed sowing. But I think it's really time to start sort of strategically thinking, you know, and I always say I have seed shopping rules. Like I have to suppress the desire that I was kind of joking about before, you know, to buy everything from every catalog and,
right.
you know, really calculate what I have room for and what I have the right conditions for. And also, I think with the advent of so many fantastic farmers markets in our area, to really think about which things my neighbor, who's an organic farmer, maybe grows even better, and I can patronize him or her, and maybe I grow something that's not so available nearby. Do you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Save my room in my backyard for stuff that's either very expensive to buy or precious or rare, you know, and maybe go buy 2 crates of organic paste tomatoes from the local farmer. So that's how I'm thinking this year. I'm looking for special things.
One of the things that I always find fascinating is how soon, and I love our capacity as humans to sort of forget the disasters. So you go on a trip and you go on a voyage somewhere and it's a horrible vacation. And yet maybe 3-4 years later you think, oh, wouldn't it be lovely to go back to that place? And
yes.
You sort of forget why it was horrible.
Yeah.
Does that factor in when you're planning the seed shopping of what went right or what went wrong last year?
Well, truth, you know, I would say yes, of course. And I want to hope springs eternal, you know. I want to
right.
believe I'm going to grow those artichokes really as well as they do in California or whatever. But it takes a lot of patience to do so. So sometimes we have disease years, and that can be really frustrating. But I think the important thing is never to just try something once and then assume it's a complete failure, because there's so many factors at work in the garden, some that we can control, but some that we can't at all. So it can really be a dry year or a really hot year, or we can have hail or what, you know, things that the failure wasn't your fault, quote-unquote, which is my favorite thing, when it's not my fault. and the other thing is sometimes with seed, you know, specifically, it takes a little while to get the knack with certain types of seed and to give it the right conditions and to nurture those little babies along, you know, to become a little more of an expert. So I especially don't like to give up. You know, I like to try things a couple or a few times before I think I'm not so good at it. And I like to look for information on the experts, you know, that the experts like seed breeders, like I just interviewed an onion breeder this last week and a pepper breeder the week before. And, you know, those are the people I turn to, and I ask them, so how do I grow peppers from seed? How do I grow onions from seed? Because these are people who are doing it for a living, you know, and getting their tips and then trying to follow them and being more careful.
In your mind, What is the advantage of starting with the seed as opposed to going to the garden center in a few months and say, all right, this is what you have, and I will take this little darling of a plant and
that's the best question, because besides the fact that you can pick from hundreds and hundreds of kinds of tomatoes, for example, to grow, as opposed to the 10 kinds they may have at your local garden center that they've chosen to grow for you, you also can choose to start from organic seed. And if you're an organic home gardener, a home gardener who doesn't use synthetic chemicals of any kind, fertilizers or pesticides or whatever, in your garden, all food and all growing of all edibles starts from the seed, yeah? So we want to start our organic garden with organic seed. And that's not the case in, 99 out of 100, flats of vegetables that you'll see. You can ask, and some garden centers are getting on this trend and doing all organic and so forth, and that's fantastic. But I can shop just the organic catalogs whose seed is really going to match my organic garden philosophy, and I can, make an environmental decision not to contribute, to purchasing a not organic product. And also, seed's alive. Seed is an alive, it's an embryo, and it's adapted over generations to particular kinds of conditions where it's raised. So if I buy it from an organic seed farmer or an organic seed catalog, and it's adapted to growing without chemicals, it's going to theoretically do better in my garden because that's how I'm going to treat it. So I want to make seed feel really at home. So it's the selection, and it's also matching your garden philosophy and conditions to that seed, so making a good match.
Okay, so you've sold me on that.
Okay, now, good. You were easy.
Now, bring me down, and I realize there's a lot of, a lot of variety and a lot of differences here, but generally now, lay out for us a rough timeline. So now we do our shopping and we figure out what we want, and then from when we receive it to planning and all of that. So what's our rough timeline?
Well, so what I do is, like on awaytogarden.com, I have a calculator tool, and you put in your final frost date, which I use around May 20th. It can be a little later, it can be a little earlier. You put that in, and you just hit the button to calculate, and it tells you for every vegetable and flower and herb when to start. And it's really a mathematical formula. So, for instance, I like to have tomatoes and peppers indoors for, say, 8 weeks before they go outdoors. And I don't like to put them outdoors until after frost. So the calculator, all it's doing is saying, okay, let's take May 20th, let's count back 8 weeks. That's when she can sow. But you know what? Maybe we'll make one extra week for safety just to give them even more heat, even more guarantee of warm conditions when they go out. So it's really a math. It's like, how many weeks indoors does it need, and how many weeks before or after frost does it go out and outside as a transplant? And you do that math. So like I said earlier, onions and leeks are going to be one of the earliest things we're going to do. And then there's direct sow crops, which as soon as the ground can be worked, quote unquote, we're going to be able to put out things like certain of the salad ingredients like mosh, a really interesting thing, and corn salad, and some of the early things in maybe late March, early April. So it's a calculation. And I like to make, I make myself a little chart of what I'm going to grow and so forth, a calendar.
So we're in the planning stages, and then we'll enter the busy season, right?
Yes, and I don't do, like, for instance, I don't start tomatoes here until Tax Day, April 15th. So there's no rush on things like that. Mm. So there's plenty of time not to panic. What you should really be doing now, again, is figuring out what is worth giving your precious space in your garden to this year. Doing that math, I think, and ordering seeds. And we're really blessed in our area to have two local seed farms that are organic that also sell seed to retail customers like ourselves, to gardeners, and that's Turtle Tree and Copaic and Hudson Valley Seed Library across the river in Accord. So, we can order really locally adapted organic seed for our garden. So that's, one of the other things I just want to make sure people focus on. Shop local. for seed.
Absolutely. Now we you're going to be at the you're going to be in Hudson at the gallery space at Solaris Camp Hill Hudson for this event for the library. Good for you. Go libraries.
Go libraries. Read.
And we are going to so we want to tell people what they can expect from that event and how it will lay out from 3 to 5 on Saturday afternoon.
Well, besides my endless charm that you'll be subjected
absolutely.
To. Absolutely. I'm going to basically kind of do a slide presentation that's really about kind of why to grow from seed and the politics and the environmental issues around it, which I think are very startling to people, like how conventional seed, the seed that's not grown organically, is a really big chemical polluting crop. So, you know, all kinds of things about the politics and then talk about everything from what to grow, what's worth growing, when to start growing it, and even planting the right varieties. For instance, if you want to can tomatoes, what's a better tomato to grow for canning? Or if you want to make vegetable soup, which are the best beans for growing for making that vegetable soup to put up for the winter? So really matching varieties to your end use, you know. So it's a real wide range of topics. And then I think we're going to shop for seeds, too. I think Turtle Tree and Hudson Valley Seed Library will both have seeds available.
You can find out information about the event by going to HudsonAreaLibrary.org, HudsonAreaLibrary.org, and of course find information on Margaret's site, which is awaytogarden.com, awaytogarden.com. Margaret Roach will present the Joy of Seed Catalogs in the Dead of Winter on Saturday, this Saturday, July 24th, from 3 to 5 p.m. at the gallery space at Solaris, Camp Hill Hudson on Warren Street. The event is a benefit for the campaign for the Hudson Area Library. HudsonAreaLibrary.org. Margaret, it's always a delight to speak with you. I thank you
Likewise.
Very much. Have a lovely event on Saturday afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.